Let's take up Alexander Hamilton. He's on the $10 bill, the Broadway stage, and now at the National Constitution Center. An exhibition about the nation's first Secretary of the Treasury opens this weekend. As WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports, it describes Hamilton through those who hated him.
Alexander Hamilton amassed a lot of enemies, and to his credit, they were enemies of the highest caliber. Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, John Adams, and of course Aaron Burr, who would ultimately kill him. A small exhibition at the National Constitution Center describes Hamilton's antagonistic relationships with all these people. The curator, Elena Popchak, included historic letters filled with insults that make today's political Twitter wars seem like sandlot bickering.
They were trying to figure out, will this republic last? They weren't sure. It was very fragile. They were afraid. That's why you see such visceral language being used between them, because these arguments could really make or break the entire republic.
Hamilton's greatest claim to fame is the establishment of a central banking system, which gave a lot of power to the federal government, an idea which Jefferson was strongly opposed to. Hamilton also relied on financial structures derived from an English model, which James Madison felt was too closely aligned with the monarchy and not suitable for a democracy. While their arguments were rooted in government policy, they were also deeply personal. They just didn't like each other. And Popchak says Hamilton had a thin skin.
I think just Hamilton was so out there that it's not only that fundamental belief system, but I think people just did not like his personality.
For all their harsh words, the Founding Fathers had an underlying respect for one another. That's exemplified by the fact that Thomas Jefferson kept a bust of Hamilton in his mansion in Virginia, a replica of which is in the exhibition at the Constitution Center. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.
The exhibition, Hamilton, the Constitutional Clashes That Shaped a Nation, opens tomorrow and is on display through December 31st.